a little challenge. A dear friend said a limitation. Mm-hmm. Because the same way a purely private relationship between the drivers as the employees and then the tanker owners as the employers. The extent to which we can get involved, you know, a little restricted, because at the time of the engagement by the two parties, you know, not a new hobby, and the relationship is not directly with the National Petroleum Authority. It is just that almost activity to a larger extent, you know, has an impact on their regulatory responsibility. So when they have an issue, we try to give a listening ear and see what we can actually do about the whole issue.
But that's why,
directly,
but that's
they
why,
miss our control.
But that's why it makes you an interested, very interested stakeholder, because Ahano Okase, MP and Shishayimuno, drive any admit any tanker any product or carry no and sana mama is a permit so this edge no na ma fe say all these I no mama bobo si a covered by insurance. Unfortunately for them, no yeah insure driver, yeah insure the meat, yeah insure product, yeah insure a share no say unyamin penguin kwenshia ko ba driver ni no any mates, you know, they are safer town more as almost the ball more brano and Penudona and Como. Munasa reports a bum tables MP.
Not that I am aware of, because your last meeting about a month or two ago at Theatre Royal, that narrative came up again. And actually, anytime we have a difficulty or they have a difficulty between they and their employers as to almost entitlement, they should make it available to us. Fortunately, now, Association of Oil Marketing Company, no more. And they said that, look, if you have people amongst us or the members of the association, they take the money and yet they do not give it as it is expected. Now, name them and we'll see what action we can take about it. And I think that solution would be in Munyamu concern area, like bring it to either the association or the National Petroleum Authority to see what we can collectively do about that. But when we give the narrative and we leave names out, area sometimes the solution is difficult. So yes, they could be giving us the good account, indeed a true account of almost situation. But if you don't name the culprits or the people involved, then we are challenged or limited in having to get to the people and get the solution.
All right.
So I'm sure that going forward, where there is a problem with their members and their employers, they should name names so that we can, together with the matter association, go after those people and make sure, say, their entitlements are actually given to them.
Okay, manager, looking at the hazards involved in a Jumasa driver free, anyone matey, when you say maybe I'm also slacking trying to protect their interests, because in Ghana, remember era George, so Ghana, as you know, pass them, so you trust them, they're okay. Most sure several times, I'm the complaints here, but several times, Mumu Dean Keke, Nate Trisa, Edmukuna, so acquiring, on so slow, bread and butter. So beyond the driver not calling out the names, what can MPA do?
Right now, given the framework that we are supposed to operate within, they are limited until probably there is a certain change in the model. Because we share a model, they are implementing, the MPA has a direct relationship with the oil marketing company. The oil marketing company regularly put in their request for the haulage of a product. When the request is granted, the oil marketing company looks for a transporter, and the transporter also looks for a vehicle with a driver that he has engaged. And because of the way the model is structured, we will not be able to circumvent it. Otherwise, it will be rather than a breaky the very rule that is supposed to guide the processes. And directly at National Petroleum Authority, given the nature of the framework now, you know, to me, as they are convinced, and then come to the transporter and want to discuss the relationship between the transporter and the driver. I'm not too sure how it works in the media circle, but I doubt if Major Media Commission, for example, can intervene on the matter of the condition of service between Omahini and his employer.
But clearly,
okay, you might come in and appeal and try to get the employer to see sense in what to give that would be commensurate to the work that the person is doing. But to directly control and direct, you know, in the current circumstance that we find ourselves and the model that we run with at the Major PK Motorway.
Mohammed Abdul Kudus, but so you are looking at shortage staring at us as a country, is that correct?
I am looking at
shortage staring at us with Omar.
Oh, yes, that's true. And like I said, it is because of the direct impact on their action or inaction. That is why, particularly, the current chief executive, Dr. Mustafa Abdulhamid, and I think that Nyawuna would mention severally why what he has tried to do as a way of giving meaning to Omo concern. This is something that has been lingering on for a long time. It is the first time that the chief executive has gotten directly involved, put together the team, bring them to a round table, and they came out with a document. And I think that it is good that both all parties have actually bought into the concept. It is one or two provisions that they have a disagreement. And I believe that it is a work in progress. And that is why I would want to plead with the drivers, particularly so that they know that they have an ally in the chief executive to get back to work. And we would all work to see how we would be able to bring back the parties to the table again. Once the concept has actually been agreed upon, the thorny issues that are the points of disagreement can always be worked upon as quick as possible.